You're listening to Live Free, Think Free on 90.1 KPFT Houston, your home for uncensored news and underground music since 2011.
All right, well, let's go ahead and continue, guys. We're going to pick up with a couple more news stories. You're listening to Live Free, Think Free. We do this every week on the Conscious Resistance and 90.1 KPFT in Houston. Now, I would say that most of the people who probably follow our show are likely people who do not identify with one of the two major parties that we were just making fun of a moment ago. And in fact, I think that it's apparently that this is, there are polls out now starting to indicate that that's a reflection of the average American out there, that most people are not identifying with the Democratic or the Republican Party. And just a couple of weeks ago, actually, yeah, earlier this month, I was in Austin for this event called the Independent National Convention. Tulsi Gabbard was there. Dennis Kucinich, former mayor of Cleveland, journalist Chris Hedges, a lot of really independent thinkers, and not just political, but there was like crypto people there. There was people thinking of new voting reform systems, people trying to think of new music, and just independent culture in general, which was very cool to see take place. And they were trying to, okay, the Democrats got their convention, the Republicans got their convention, let's have an independent national convention, bring together all these great people, have some cool conversations, and make some connections. And it was an interesting experience. So seeing that, and then seeing this poll,
I can't think of anything more American, and I don't usually say things like that. What is happening in this episode? No, seriously, I would love it if the record number, if most Americans say they're politically independent. I think that's what this is supposed to be about to some degree.
I would say so, right? Like not just buying into the party mindset. So let's see what this is about. This is just from Axios coming in. It says, share of U.S. adults who identify with select political affiliations, surveys of at least 1,000 U.S. adults conducted March 2004 and March 2023. So that's what's cool about it, is you can see these total change. Like 31% of people in 2004 identified as independent, compared with 49% of people today. Back in 2004, 35% of people polled identified as Democrat, 33% Republican. Now that's down to 25 and 25%. And the other thing
they've done over the last 20 years,
I mean, well, exactly. It was already pretty bad. Like, think about that. Like, okay, one third of the country was identified as independent. One third allegedly is this one party or the other, right? And even that is kind of low numbers when you really think about it, because this is just like, it's not polling people who say, I don't know anything about politics. I'm just me, you know, whatever, right? So there's got to be other people out there that aren't accounted for. But even by these numbers from 2004 to 2023, a drop down to 25% of people allegedly identifying as Democrat or Republican.
They only got us when they bipartisan loot us or something. Because look at that. We 49%. Yeah. They 50%. They got to work together.
Well, that's the thing, too. It reminds me that, you know, every year during the elections, and people don't often see this because all you hear about is the millions of people who voted for Trump or the millions of people who voted for Biden or whatever, but not the tens of millions of people who can't be bothered to participate because they're sick of the lies, because they're apathetic, or, you know, some variation of that, or they're principally non-voting people like myself, things like that, right? People have different reasons for not participating. But I always think it's important to point out, though, that this 30% Democrat, 30% Republican, 30% independent. Again, that's not the entire population of the U.S. These are just people who even pay attention to the political charades, right? So there's still millions of people, even probably beyond the people who would call themselves independent, who might just have no affiliation or even care or concern about politics. But,
another,
you know, given
that is, think about it in your feed. Think about in your feed. I see people raging against Democrats or Republicans, just raging. And when you think about it, they're acting this way. You know, I'm not saying intelligently criticizing either one, but, you know, just the rage part. And they're reaching, you know, 1 in 4, maybe. So they're showing this side of themselves, a rager, you know, to go in that, you know, with that much force for something that maybe a fraction, you know, a tiny fraction of the populace even subscribes to. It's like they're fighting a straw man, like the people raging, and we see them every day. So I think that's an interesting.
That is a good point. Yeah, they can't really. They don't even have the masses. Like, we often think, and maybe make the mistake of sort of seeing the political system or the people behind it as these invincible people that are omnipotent. But really, they're struggling to spend millions and millions of dollars just to try to get people's interest and attention. And we're going to be talking about, again, as we said, guys, we're going to talk about Joe Biden, president of the United States, in the next couple stories, and exposing some of the corruption that you might not be hearing, especially those of you who are listening on KPFT, you might not be hearing at other places. We're also going to talk about that there are other presidential candidates running that maybe the media doesn't want you to know about. Ultimately, we do hope people consider themselves independent thinkers, right? Whether you vote this way or that way or don't vote at all, I think being independent-minded, that's really what another way of saying being a free thinker. This the show's original name, Free Thinker Radio, the Free Think Free. You know, we're trying to encourage free thought, critical thinking, discernment, et cetera, being able to look at these complicated topics with nuance. And that's really not what the political system caters to. So maybe it's a good thing if you continue to be an independent thinker. So let's see what other kind of trends they pulled out here. There's it says Gallup analyst Jeff Jones says a big reason for this change is driven by younger generations. It was never unusual for younger adults to have higher percentages of independence than older adults. What is unusual is that as Gen X and millennials get older, they are staying independent rather than picking a party as older generations tended to do. I thought that was a pretty important point too. And I would say, as somebody who, I don't call myself a millennial, but I believe I would be placed into that category based on my date of birth, that I don't see myself like getting old and all of a sudden being like, you know what, I'm gonna start voting for one of these two parties. God, please don't let that happen to me. We got a comment here from Daryl Ernst. Says, I'm an anarchist, but I think that the RFK Jr. run for president will further awaken people with what he has to say on the campaign trail. I think that's a fair statement. We're going to get into that that news just a little bit, talking about RFK Jr. announcing his run for the Democratic nomination against Joe Biden. And yeah, but that's pretty much it. It's just that thing saying that a record number of Americans say they're politically independent. And I'll mention one other one, Micah, before we get your thoughts on this. This is a poll that came out, and it kind of is angled about what do you think about Trump and his indictments and this and that. But they also asked some other questions that I thought were a little bit more relevant, at least to me, and in relation to this previous poll about people being independent. They asked 1,000 people between April 14th to the 18th, 2023, if the Republican primary for president were being held today, which one of the following candidates would you favor? So if you had to choose between the people who've been announced, they said Trump, 46%, Ron DeSantis at 31%, everybody else far behind. Then same thing, you know, they asked about Biden, et cetera. But then when it came to like just on general, do you want them to run? So do you think Joe Biden should run for president? Not who do you want to choose out of these, you know, candidates that are being put before you. 70% of people polled said no, they do not want Joe Biden to run. And half of those who say that Biden shouldn't run cited his age as a, quote, major reason why. 48% of them said that was a major reason. 29% saying it's not a reason. And then we go into, do you think Donald Trump should run for president? 60% of people say no. So you got 60% saying, please don't run Trump, and 70% saying, please don't run Biden. That there's just not people excited for this a potential of a Biden-Trump rematch, whatever. And to me, I think that goes to the last point about people becoming more and more independent-minded and overall just sick of this. And people, I mean, love him or hate him. I even know Trump supporters who are kind of like exhausted and over Trump and finally not who they thought. Or even if they still have the Trump, you know, as a hero kind of thing, they're like, okay, well, he did us wrong. It's time to move on to new blood or whatever. And then there's other people who are still like, they don't necessarily like Biden, just like they didn't really like him before. He had to be pushed and forced on people. But if he can beat Trump and keep us from having Trump, then who cares? Whatever. So it's just, I think that's pointing to this, that people are not excited about this. They see it as, if anything, as just for the theater that it is. Yeah, I know. This is a rerun. What do you think about this overall, though, Micah? People not wanting them to run, people saying they're independent versus 20 years ago.
I think it's promising in the sense that the media seems to have a more those polls, at least in publishing those polls, seems to have more of an interest in reporting what might be the case rather than, you know, just taking the money and saying something, which we see around election season all the time, you know, same media take the money from both parties even. But I think that's promising, which is a separate thing than the poll itself. But yeah, the poll itself, I think, is a little bit of ammo and a little bit of something that people can take out with them and go, okay, I'm not alone. In fact, you know, we're the majority. I mean, really, it's that whole thing left over from, you know, Occupy in a way with the 99%. It's like, and that's what they don't really want too many people to know, you know? I mean, how's that work for a divide and conquer? We got like half of it, and then the people who just think what they want to think got the other half. Where's the, you know? So I think, you know, how do we use this to expand and to use this? I think one, it's when people challenge you, you can reference it, you know, like, oh, you're so, why don't you fit in? You know, well, you know, guess what? Oddly enough, you might be surprised. And you might use that to help someone else who's being attacked for their view. You might be able to say, you know, I don't necessarily agree with them, but it turns out, you know, that more people do than don't agree that we should have the ability to be independent thinkers in this way. So I think it's promising that it's showing up. And I think, like, I don't understand why people sometimes fear that. And I think that it's about control, but I think we could have a more stable society where a bunch of people independently make up their mind to live a good life and be happy.
Imagine that. That's what we hope for, right? Guys, you're listening to Live Free, Think Free. It's been a while since we've been here with you, but we want to remind you, we broadcast on a weekly basis. We're back to it, and you can find our archives at thehoustonfreethinkers.com, and you can find them also on theconsciousresistance.com. You can find it all over all the podcasting platforms under Live Free, Think Free, and then also on Houston's only community radio station, 90.1 KPFT Pacifica Radio. We're very happy to work with them.
Since 2012, the Conscious Resistance Network has been an independent media organization focused on empowering individuals through education, philosophy, health, and community organizing. We work to create a world where corporate and state power do not rule over the lives of free human beings. Our motto is leading by example and helping others in their pursuit of freedom. Visit theconsciousresistance.com to find our articles, documentaries, interviews, podcasts, books, and more. Remember, you are powerful, you are beautiful, and you are free.